Others may be thinking something different than I am. If you are, Emil, Tony, John, express it. I had primarily before me the 39th chapter. We may want to look at some other places, but we have an hour. And there's wonderful things in this chapter especially. So I don't think it would hurt anything if someone would read the chapter for us. It's a bit of reading, but if somebody would read it, that'd be great. Thank you, brother.
Genesis chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither, and house of his master the Egyptian. All that he did to prosper in his seer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he Egyptian's house had in the house, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well fed. Eyes upon Joseph's wife with me in the house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me. Thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake by her, or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house were there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me, and fled, and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, and his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper.